Sudan raises new hopes, but few are responding. A soggy Colombia begins to rebuild, and a team breaches the line of persecution to take the gospel to Somalia. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. South Sudan marked independence on Saturday with the jubilation of a people group freed from oppression. 72 hours later, the big question is, now what? Lawmakers formed a caretaker government and announced a new currency yesterday. But freedom begins with a solid foundation. Every Child Ministries' Lorella Rouster says they're part of that solution.
I was there just a few days before independence, training church and orphanage workers in southern Sudan in more effective ways of children's ministry.
As refugees return to the South in droves, groups like ECM are preparing for the influx by partnering with a local church.
We would like people to pray that they'll be able to use the teaching that we have given them and be effective in reaching the new generation. And the techniques that we've given are good for large groups, so I think that's good for the influx of new children.
Pray for a peaceful transition, but there's more you can do.
We're going to do the very best we can, and we're praying that God's people join in the effort.
Details are online. Elsewhere, rainy season this year will go down as one of the worst in Colombia's history. Flooding and landslides displaced tens of thousands, killed 141 people, and affected nearly 3 million others. A compassion-assisted center in the north also flooded, temporarily disrupting their outreach. They work with a local church to deliver a program that meets the needs for food, shelter, education, and the hope and love of Christ. We have more details online. You're listening to Mission Network News. The front lines of danger are becoming a reality for Kenyan Christians at a Frontline Shepherds Conference. Thousands of Somali Christian refugees are fleeing into Kenya from brutal attacks and persecution by the Al-Shabaab. But sometimes, even crossing the border doesn't stop these extremists. Jonathan Shibley with Global Advance says Kenyan Christians at the conference were moved to reach out to Somalis in spite of the danger.
They've called their project Road to Somalia, and they're targeting refugees that have come across the border into Kenya. And they're working with people that are living there in these camps, and they're discipling future leaders that are going to go back into Somalia.
Somalis need brave Christians to cross the front lines of their borders and bring hope. Kenyans trust that with their efforts, Somali Christians will be better able to evangelize the lost in their country.
Pray that God will soften the hardened ground that's out there, and that God will put Somalia on the hearts of many believers that are in East Africa.
Next, the gospel is rushing forward in Papua New Guinea. Wycliffe Associates is opening as many doors as they can to get the message to move through. The Bible Translation Acceleration Ministry is raising matching funds for the New Ireland Translation Institute. The funds will go to help the teams get the New Testament translated into the last 15 languages in the region of New Ireland. The final price tag for our final project? $270,000. There's a matching grant online. And summertime means camp time for North Americans of all ages. Marty Windle says Bible-Centered Ministries is hosting several of those camps.
We have camps that focus on evangelism through the teaching of English. We have camps that are focused on reaching people groups that are special needs people groups. We have camps in multiple languages. We have camps for young people.
Camps for youth are particularly effective in reaching out to the 414 window. That's a term for kids aged 4 to 14 who account for 2 billion of the world's population. Camps for this age can be life-altering.
It's remarkable to me that the impact that camps has may not be immediately apparent on the lives of people. But as we go through the years, you begin to see what happened at camp changes the lives of people as they grow older.
Pray for good weather and for responsive hearts during the 8 weeks of camp in the U.S. and Canada. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is celebrating our 20th anniversary. To help us celebrate, we're encouraging you to do something intentional for God in July. Go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link where you'll find a ton of suggestions on how you can affect change in someone's life this summer. Things like going on short-term missions trips or praying for an unreached people group. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.